Barclay's Spearmint Gum presents Island Venture. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen to another story in the Island Venture of Gil Perry, modern pioneer, ex-Navy hero, who has gone back to the islands of the Central Pacific to start an air service. Gil and his friend Trigger Brett are typical of the men of the Navy who fought through victory and now are bringing their courage, their dauntless spirit, and their sound Navy training with them into peacetime enterprises. So now, in tribute to our Navy and for your entertainment, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents Island Venture.
Friends, we're all thinking of many things these days, and probably one of the least important to everyone, except the manufacturers of chewing gum, is chewing gum itself. But this little product does have a place in our daily lives. It gives you something to get your teeth into, helps relieve nervous tension. At least that's the best way we can explain it, or maybe a better way is that it is just plain satisfying at times. Now, we're talking about chewing gum, any chewing gum, not just ours. And we're sure that the whole industry wishes it could have done a better job. But we have all had our troubles, too. There are many good chewing gums in the market, and the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint want to add to this number their production just as soon as possible. Maybe we have been wrong in waiting for a more normal sugar supply. Maybe a little is better than none. However, for those who want Wrigley's Spearmint, we felt you wanted more than just good chewing gum. You wanted enough to go around fairly and equally. And that is what we are waiting for.
Gil, isn't that Sargana off there to the left where the volcano's smoking?
Yes, Polly, that's Sargana. Kabanji, where we're going, is about 50 miles beyond. It lies in close to Motu.
Yeah, well, someone has moved it since we were here 2 weeks ago. Say, Gil, even if old King Sula's collected all the pearls he promised us, it won't be much of a load. After we're through on Kabanji, we might drop over to Motu and see if the natives there wouldn't like to have us fly their pearls to Ilopan, too.
Yeah, we might look in on Motu.
Well, seems like a good time to do it when we're flying the amphib.
There's Kabanji Island.
Good eyes, Polly.
The lagoon's on this side, Gil. We can drop a hook just a few feet offshore.
All right. Look sharp now. Some of those Kabanji natives may come out in boats to meet us. Let's not hit a canoe and get in bad with King Sula.
Trigger, you watch the shore and I'll watch the ocean side of the lagoon. There'll probably be a lot of canoes out to meet us.
As the sleek silver and red amphibian floats down gently to the quiet surface of the lagoon, Kabanji Island takes form. Dense and green and rank, the tropical foliage crowds the very shore, hiding from alien eyes the mystery of life and living on this remote and unspoiled island of the Ronan Archipelago. The plane, a symbol of its age, is incongruous as it glides to a graceful landing against the ageless background of Kabanji Island. But Gil and Trigger and Polly are not conscious of the beauty of the setting. For as the plane taxis toward the shore, they are puzzled.
Well, I guess we didn't have to be so careful after all. There isn't a canoe in sight.
Except those pulled up on the shore right ahead.
When we were here a couple of weeks ago, the lagoon was crawling with natives and canoes. The whole island turned out to meet us. What do you make of it, Gil?
I don't know, Trigger. Strange, but there's some explanation. The whole tribe may be on the other side of the island.
Are you sure King Sula expected you today, Gil?
This is the day, and that was the deal. When the sun was high at noon, he was to be here with his shipment of pearls. We marked out the days with a stick in the dirt.
Yeah, maybe somebody played tit-tat-toe with you, Marks, Gil.
Well, this is as far in as we should go. Drop the hook, Trigger.
Okay.
How will we get to shore, Gil?
Well, there are canoes on the beach.
Okay, so I'm elected. I'll swim in and bring one out. But if any sharks show up, yell. I don't want any shark nibbling on me. I bruise easy. Sula ought to get himself a new welcoming committee. They're laying down on the job.
We must be a half mile from the lagoon where we left the plane, and there's not a sign of anyone. Is this the right path to the village?
It's the only path, Polly. I wonder what... Surely we must have been sighted as we came in.
I knew something would go wrong on this trip.
What made you think so?
Well, just as we were coming out of the hangar this morning, that horseshoe over the door fell off.
Trigger, you've got more superstition.
Well, go ahead, but I'm telling you. When horseshoes start falling down, you can make up your
Trigger,
mind.
Trigger, Gil, listen.
What is it, Polly?
Be still, I heard it too. Sounded like a moan.
There, I heard it again. It's over this way. Gil, over here.
Yeah, over here.
I hear it better now. Polly, Trigger, here. Come here. Push some of that foliage aside, Trigger. There. There he is.
Oh, it's a boy. A native boy. Look at that arrow in his chest.
Looks like he tried to crawl in here after he was hurt to hide.
Poor boy.
Don't feel too sorry for him, Polly. Look at that spear he's clutching in his hand. And that gun there.
He was probably hunting and somehow he was hurt. Turn him over. Get him into an easier position. I'll hold his head.
Gil.
Yeah.
All right,
fella.
Come here. You see what I see?
I think so, Trigger.
He wasn't hunting game.
No? What then?
What he was hunting walks on two legs and has two arms and a head. This guy's out for blood.
How do you know, Trigger?
The spear, the ceremonial war spear. In these islands, they don't use their war spears for anything but war. And that kid's got different tribal tattoos on him than the natives here on Kavanji wear. And there's probably a scrap between two islands. This guy came here from someplace else looking for a fight.
And he found it.
Trigger, Gil.
Yeah?
Yeah?
He's hurt badly. He's lost a lot of blood. We've got to take that arrow out and give him first aid, bind his wounds, and stop the bleeding, or he'll die.
Our first aid kit's back in the plane.
He needs water. He's unconscious now.
I could go back and get our kit.
Or we could take the boy to the plane, and then we'd have water. I think we should take him back to Ilopan after we bandage him up. Dr. Lopez could help him.
Good idea, Polly. Trigger, easy now, and we'll carry him.
Be as gentle as possible.
Come on, Trigger.
You sure you want to do this, Gil?
Why not? This boy needs help.
Yeah, I know, but you won't win any friends or influence people here on Kavanji by helping our enemies.
Oh, Trigger, how can
Trigger, this boy is seriously wounded. No matter who he is or what he's done, we're going to save his life if we can. Get that?
Well, did I say I was for leaving him? I just wanted you to know what you're up against, that's all.
Now I know you're...
So forget I mentioned it. Take his head and I'll take his feet. Up now.
Careful.
There. Now let's go and hope none of the Kavanji people catch up to us or we'll all meet Dr. Lopez.
How's our patient? Get in that blood plasma?
Yeah. Lucky for him, we carried it. The old Navy training comes in handy. He's stronger now.
How's Polly standing it?
Well, this guy doesn't know how lucky he is having a nurse like Polly. There's a gal after my own heart and vice versa.
Trigger, be still. Moisten that cloth on his forehead.
That's swell, Polly. Kind of a messy job taking that arrow out.
I've been in the islands long enough to have seen a lot of things, Gil. I can take it.
Trigger, come on up here. Something I want to talk to you about.
Can you get along all right, Polly?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll call you if we need anything.
The kid seems to be doing okay, Gil. What you got in your mind?
Are you sure the tribal markings on that boy indicate he's from Motu Island?
Well, that's what Polly says. This kid came from Motu, all right.
It's a shame. Motu Island and Kavanji Island lying so close together. Enough on each island for everyone to be happy, and yet the two tribes fight and kill each other.
What's the sense to it?
Boys like that one lying back there, killing and maiming other boys just like themselves, except for a difference in their tattoos. If only they'd...
Gil!
What is it, Polly?
He's conscious. He's been muttering English words.
Perhaps we can learn from him what happened on the island.
Go on back. I'll take over.
Okay. His eyes are open.
He's much stronger. The plasma did it.
Think I should try to get him to talk?
Unless he shows signs of becoming weaker. He's looking at you, Gil.
Trying to say something.
Who? You?
Evidently, he's been to the mission school. Doesn't talk pidgin. We are your friends. Friends. We help you.
You're in an airplane. Up in the air.
How I come here. Oh, hurt here.
Lie still. It won't hurt then. You were wounded, and we found you on Kavanji Island. We're taking you to a doctor on Ilopan.
Oh. What your name?
I'm Gil Perry, and this lady is Polly. Who are you?
I am Ranak.
From his tattoos, it looks like he's quite high in rank among the natives.
My father is Matan. Matan. Chief of Motu.
Oh, you're the chief's son. No wonder you've been educated in the mission school. Ranak, why were you fighting against Sula's people on Kavanji?
Lanus make my father fight against people on Kavanji.
Lanus? Who's he?
Lanus like you. My father, he do what Lanus tell him do. Maybe you catch Lanus? Kill him?
We'll do our best to stop him, Ranak. He's causing trouble.
Since he come... Nothing same. Listen, I tell you. 8 times Moon has been fat since day he first come to Motu. Lanos talks with my father for 1, 2, 3 days. He show my father guns. I am my father's son, so I sit at his feet. I hear all this bad man Lanos says to my father.
And if you will do as I say, the people of Motu will rule all the islands of the sea, and you will be king over all of them.
Matan, big king, over all. How you make Matan big king?
All the men of Motu will have guns, and none of the other island tribes will have them.
How these guns come?
I will bring them to you, and the little bullets that kill far off. I will teach your men how to use them, and no tribe can stand against you. Matan like to have gun? Be king of all the islands?
Father, do not listen to him. We are happy here on Motu. We do not want to fight anyone.
Do not listen to the boy Matan. It was wrong to send him to mission school. He is no longer a man, but a woman.
You speak wrong, Lanos. I have not taken woman's ways. But at the school I was taught that it is wrong to fight and kill. Father, do not listen to this man. He means bad.
Matan like gone. Matan be king over all island.
That's it, Matan. And when you go to war, leave this girl behind.
I will go where my father leads. Lanos, why you do this? Why you give my father and our people guns? Why you want him to be king over all the islands?
I will tell you. Matan, great man. It is not enough that he should be chief of tribe on small island. He is great man. I help him to be great king, too.
Lanos, friend of Matan.
Of course I am.
I do not think that. You have other reasons, Lanos. Bad reasons.
Send this child away, Matan, that we may talk as men.
Ranak, son of Matan.
When he is gone, I will show you how to use a gun, Matan. And we will plan how you become great king. Send him away, Matan, or I go. And guns go with me.
Father, let him go. Let him take his guns away.
Think, Matan. If you send me away, I go to Kavanji. There King Sula will listen.
Sula, bring Kavanji people to Motu with guns?
Yes, and Sula will be great king of islands.
Ranak, you go.
Father.
Go. Lanus and Matan talk now. How we make Matan great king, Lanus. How we do this.
And so your father listened to Lanus?
Yes. It was like Lanos takes my father's soul. He brought more guns. He gave them to our people. He showed them how to use guns. Then, this morning, we come in war canoes to Kavanji.
But why did you come, Ranak? We found a gun lying by you.
I am my father's son. I obey him. But I do not shoot gun. Kavanji warriors shoot me with arrow, and I crawl into jungle to die. Now I am here.
But, Ranak, what happened to King Sula and the people of Kavanji?
I not know, but I think all were captured. Lanos make my father promise Sula will die death of drums. And if Sula captured, he die tonight.
What is the death of the drums?
It's an island custom, Gil. I'll tell you about it later. But if Matan does put Sula to death, there'll never again be peace between the tribes. Now, he's tired. I think he's asleep. Yes, he is.
Can you leave him, Polly?
I think so.
Then let's get forward and see what Trigger thinks about this. Polly, we can't let this happen. Trigger and I know what war is, and we've got to find a way to stop this Lanos before he sets the islands aflame.
Yeah, I got the pitch now. But, Polly, what is this death of drums that Lanos and Matan are cooking up for our friend Sula?
It's horrible. They turn the victim loose in the jungle at night, and the drums start, and they beat until he's caught and killed. His only chance is that he can hide until morning. And the drums, they're everywhere. They drive him crazy anyway. My father saw it once years ago, and he said it was terrible.
So that's what they're planning for Sula.
Yeah, and he's a good old Joe. He'd never have a chance to last till morning. He's too old. They'd get him within an hour.
You know, Trigger, I think this is the work of that same group that wants to use these islands to get ready for another war. To store munitions and build up supplies.
Same bunch we run into before, huh?
Yeah, Trigger. And I think Lanos is one of them. And he'll use Matan as his tool. He's armed the Motu men with guns from hidden stores.
Oh, I get it. When Matan is king, Lannis will control Matan.
But if Matan is made powerful, how can Lannis control him?
There's a little matter of ammunition. Guns are no good without it. And if Matan should get out of line, Lannis and his gang could hold out the ammo.
Yeah, and from there it's easy. Without guns, Matan is just like anyone else. You've got it, Gil.
We've got a chance to stop a war before it gets too big. A war that'd take the lives of thousands of these innocent natives.
I don't see what chance we've got to stop it. Not now.
No? How long before dark?
Maybe an hour.
That'll bring us back over Kabanji.
We're going back?
If Polly thinks the boy can stand it.
He'll be all right, I think.
What's the pitch, Gil?
You handle the plane while Polly and I break out the gear in this locker.
What are you looking for, Gil?
Just a second. Oh, here, I'll need that. Trigger, is walkie-talkie in good shape?
Yeah, it's okay.
Now the parachute.
A walkie-talkie and a parachute? Well, Gil, what are you planning to do?
Use them. Use them tonight.
Listen, fella, I won't sit still for letting you do anything nuts.
Maybe what I've got in mind isn't so crazy, Trigger. I'll explain my plan to you as we go back.
It better be good.
Trigger, stall a little if you need to. Just so it's good and dark before we come in over Kabanji.
As darkness falls over Kabanji, a huge fire is built. Around it are ranged the victorious warriors of Motu, talking, boasting, brandishing their ceremonial spears and their modern rifles. Among them moves a white man in riding trousers and high-laced boots. He walks toward a gigantic native seated dejectedly on a log near the fire.
All right, Matan. It is dark now. Let us get Sulun here and start him off. When he is dead, you will be king of Kabanji too.
Matan have sick belly. Rana gone. Him dead.
Oh, but he will show up. He is probably hiding someplace. He's afraid to fight.
Him, my son. Now gone.
Matan, a great king must be strong and not mourn like a woman. Are you a king or a woman?
Me, great king, not woman.
Then do not think of Ranak. Think of what you've done today. Now you will be king of two islands. Tomorrow another island, then more and more. Until you are king over all.
Ranak gone. Now, sound in sky. Loud sound in sky.
That is the plane we saw this noon. They cannot do anything to you. Get Sula in. Give him the death of the drums.
Bring Sula. Bring Sula. Sula in Hattin village. Sula. Manus, see, in sky. White bird. Bird come down.
Where? Oh, that is no bird. Just a man in a parachute. He jumped out of that plane.
Him come down here, like leaf falling.
When he lands, Matan, capture him. He is bad.
Him come down here. Come, we see.
Order your men to capture him, Matan, before he does you harm.
Evan! Evan!
There. Here, they've got him. Have him brought over here to the fire.
Evan! Evan!
Take it easy. I'm not going to hurt anyone. Take me to Matan. Matan, let me talk to Matan.
Well, Perry, you got here just in time. Now you can join Sula in the death of the drums.
Oh, I suppose you're Lannis. I wondered if you'd be here.
How did you know my name?
I know a lot of things about you, Lannis. And I know that you and your group aren't going to get away with using these islands as a base from which to start another war.
Thanks, Perry, for telling me. Now I know you'll go to the death of the drums.
Who, this man?
He is Sula's friend. He has come here to help Sula. Kill him, Matan. Send him into the jungle.
Matan, hear me. This man, Lannis, speaks lies. He is evil. He brings only trouble.
Do not listen to him. Kill him. Send him into the jungle. Here, start the drums. Send out word to start the drum beating.
Matan, who is this man who would be king?
Do not listen to him, Matan.
Who is king, Matan or Lannis?
Matan, king.
I would speak with the king.
Matan, listen to me. I have given you guns. I am your friend. This man is evil. Do not listen to him. He will cloud your mind with lies. Send him into the jungle, Matan. Let him die the death of the drums.
Bad man. Evil man. Man who lie. You go into jungle.
That is it, Matan. Send him away now.
All right, Matan. Send me away. But if you do, you'll never again hear the voice of your son. You'll never see him again.
Ranak dead. Him gone. Never see Ranak.
No, Matan. Ranak is not dead.
He is lying.
I can bring his voice to you so that you may talk with him, Matan.
Do not listen to him, Matan. He makes black magic.
You bring voice of Ranak? here?
Yes, I have it here in this box. I see you recognize a walkie-talkie, Lanos.
Take evil box from him before he harms you with his bad magic.
Matan like here, Ranak?
Stranger, you lie to me. Voice of Ranak not in box.
No, Matan, I do not lie. Lanos lies to you. I will bring the voice of Ranak to you. Will you hear it?
Matan like hear voice of him, son. But if you lie, you go in jungle.
All right, Matan. Here. Here is the magic box with your son's voice.
Matan, do not do this. Do not listen. This man would cast an evil spell over you. Break the box. Throw it on the fire.
Let go, Lana.
Stop! Now, stranger. The box.
Make Lana stand back.
Lana, go back. If this stranger lie, I give him to you. Now, how you say I hear voice of Ranak?
Here. Listen at this place and speak here. I will bring him into the box first. Gil calling Ranak. Gil calling Ranak.
This Ranak.
Here, Matan. Speak with your son.
Ranak. My son. You live.
Yes, father.
It is a trick. That is not Ranak.
How I know you, Ranak. How Matan know?
Father. Only you and I know what we have planned for the figure on the prow of my canoe. Remember? You and I, we talked of it.
If you know that, you, Ranak.
It was to be the carved figure of a bird with wings spread for flight.
You, Ranak, you, my son. When you come to sit by me in the house of men.
I will not return, father.
My son, you come. Come.
Only if you will do as I say.
What you want? Matan do.
I will sit with you again in the house of men, only if you promise to free Sula and all the Kavanji people and return to Motu.
Matan do. You come now.
And you must burn your guns and send Lanos away.
Burn guns. Send Lanos away. Matan make promise.
Then I come again. The stranger will tell you where to find me.
Stranger, you hear me. I make promise.
I heard you, Matan, and I trust you. Let me have the box now. Ranak, this is Gil. Tell Trigger to bring you down from the sky. That is all. All right, Matan. Now set Sula and his people free.
Here! Now Sula be free!
Send Lanos away.
Lanos, you go. Where is Lanos? Kara, where is Lanos?
Masanobu, Lanos.
Hail. Too late now for Lanos. Listen. Those drums of my people in jungle.
But where is Lanos?
When I talk to Ranak in little box, him afraid. Lanos run. Him run in jungle. Now, if my young men find him...
I see. Can't you stop this, Matan? There are a lot of questions I'd like to ask Lanos.
No. When drums begin, they beat until man dead. Or morning come.
Well, Lanos brought it on himself.
Now, where Ranak? You say my son come from sky.
And he will. Follow me, Matan, and you'll see him. He'll come out of the sky and meet you at the lagoon. Come.
Nice night for a canoe ride.
It would be if it weren't for those awful drums beating and beating back there in the jungle.
They haven't got Lanos yet.
Steady, Trigger. There's a plane ahead, just as we left it.
Yeah, we'll slide alongside. Polly, you got that sack of pearls Sula wants delivered to your father.
Yep, right here. I'll take care of them, all right.
Oh, but Dan was sure tickled to get his Ranak back alive, wasn't he?
Just like any dad would be to get his son back. These island people may be primitive, but underneath, we're all the same.
Gil, Trigger, listen.
The drums. They've stopped.
Yeah, they've caught Lanos. I can't help feeling sorry for that lug.
I'd feel sorry for anyone in a spot like that.
All right, here's the plane. Well, I'll own up now, Gil, now that we're back safe at the plane. When you pulled that parachute and walkie-talk out of the locker and jumped, I didn't expect to see you again.
Well, I guess my luck held.
What about that horseshoe that fell down off the hangar door, Trigger?
Yeah, we were supposed to be unlucky.
All right, laugh. Knock yourselves out. But I've been thinking about the horseshoe, and I remember now. It wasn't a horseshoe. It was a donkey shoe. And donkey shoes don't count.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's adventure of Gil Perry. And we'd just like to remind you of the usefulness of chewing gum. Now take when you're working long hours at a job, for instance. There are bound to be times when you feel a bit restless or let down. You pop a stick of gum into your mouth, you chew on it, and you get a feeling of comfort and satisfaction. The pleasant chewing keeps your mouth moist, kind of gives you a little lift, so you just naturally feel better and work better. In other words, even though a stick of gum is just a little thing, you see, it can be a real help at times. And friends, we're speaking of any chewing gum. There are many good chewing gums in the market, although we realize the amount available is limited. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will add this good old favorite to the list as soon as we can make enough to go around fairly and equally.
A strange plane dives out of the clouds with flaming guns. An eerie picture of a mammoth fishbowl that strikes over the moonlit sea. A Navy supply ship in peril. You will hear this exciting story of two ex-Navy heroes next week, this time, this station, when the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum bring you Island Venture.
And now, friends, during the war, Americans did a grand job in countless ways. For example, when money was needed, you folks stepped right up and lent the government whatever amounts were required to buy the ships and guns and supplies to back up our fighting men. Well, the government wants you to know that although the war is over, many of those same men need help, need it now more than ever. They want to come home. Many of them need costly medical care. They need help in finding their places in civilian life. And helping them now is just as important as it was to win the war. But it costs money, vast amounts of money. So let's stay on the job by continuing to invest in victory bonds. Victory bonds are a mighty good investment. They'll mean a lot to your own peacetime security later. And in the meantime, you'll be helping those who did so much for you. Put every dollar you can spare into victory bonds for them and for yourself. This program has come to you from our Chicago studios in the Wrigley Building. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.